Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you. Come to you today in spirit and truth. We want to worship you in a way that's pleasing to you. And Lord, we know you're a God who answers prayer. And many have flooded the altar this morning with personal needs, private needs, in some cases public needs. So Father, make this house a house of prayer. Make this place a place of prayer. God, may our hearts be an altar of prayer. Help us as we enter in, God, to your presence today. Anoint this place with your power and your presence and your person. May the Holy Spirit have his way here today. May we not quench and grieve the Spirit. God, but we might, our yes might be yes, and our no might be no. And I ask, Lord, that you would heal our nation. We are so divided. And the only one who can fix our nation is King Jesus. Help us to crown him as king and obey him and be people of peace and be people of prayer. God, I pray that you'd minister to the saints that are here this morning. Some of us are heartbroken over the loss of loved ones. Some of us are here today and facing surgery. Others are here today and have been through some illness and sickness. I'm so thankful that you are our great God and you are on the throne. And we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We need you, Lord. We need you. Our families need you. Our church needs you. Our city needs you. Our state needs you. Our country, our world needs you, Father. And so, God, would you, in a crowd of this size today, I want to thank you again for the veterans, the active duty men and women who are serving this country and have served this country. Thank you so much, God, for them. And I pray your greatest blessings on each one. Most of all, we're grateful for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what a great crowd today. It was coming down. I was driving down here and it was kind of overcast and cloudy and all of that, and oh ye of little faith, I thought, well, I wonder what the crowd's going to be like today. Can I just say something to you? This is just a personal thing, okay? But it blesses your pastor when y'all show up. It does. But we're not here to please me, we're here to please him. But there is a sense in me that really it gets blessed every time I see a crowd like this.
Amen.
So having said that, we'll be looking for you next week. Amen. We're going to be in Philippians chapter 2. And this is Veterans Day weekend.
Yes.
And we are celebrating our veterans, men and women who have served our country in the past, and we're also celebrating our soldiers who are in active duty today. And I told our group in the war room this morning, I've never served a day in the military, but I highly respect and admire all of our servicemen and women. And I've learned so much about what soldiers do and what soldiers' families have to put up with just by getting in conversation with some of our veterans in here and talking to our active duty soldiers that come to church here. And I've learned a ton about soldiers and ministry to soldiers' families through sitting in and monitoring and proctoring a dissertation that was given and being written by Pastor Davis over at First Baptist. We spent several weeks doing that. Man, I learned a lot about soldiers and what all they have to put up with and what all they have to do. But here's what I've come to tell you. Did you know that there are some similarities to soldiers in our army today over and against soldiers in God's army?
Amen.
I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Y'all need to get out. That's an old song from an old movie soundtrack. But I want to talk to you about this morning about being a soldier in the Lord's army. And so if you have a Bible, hallelujah, be finding Philippians chapter 2. And I want to read verses 25 through 30 for you. When you find that, if you can, just honor God's word by standing. If you've got Philippians 2, 25, would you say amen?
Amen.
All right. Okay, here it is. Philippians 2, 25. This is the Apostle Paul writing, yet I considered it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus. Say that name with me, Epaphroditus. You know what that name means? Charming. Charming. And you'll find out here in just a little bit why. Yet I considered it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier, but your messenger and the one who ministered to my need. Since he was longing for you all and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick. For indeed he was sick almost unto death, but God had mercy on him. And not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I send him the more eagerly that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and I may be less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such men in esteem, because for the work of Christ, he came close to death, not regarding his life to supply what was lacking in your service toward me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, bless the reading, bless the teaching, and bless the preaching of your holy, inerrant, infallible, inspired, authoritative word. Use it for our good and your glory this morning. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, please be seated. Now, let me just give you a little background of what's going on here. Paul is now in a rat-infested, dark dungeon of a prison cell in Rome. And you remember, Paul founded dozens of churches. And one of the churches that he had founded was the church over in Philippi. And when the Philippian church heard that Paul had been thrown into prison, they had a church member by the name of... What a great name. They decided to send a love offering to the Apostle Paul. And they gave it to Epaphroditus, and he left Philippi and went to Rome and found Paul in that prison. Said, you know how far that is? It's 800 miles. And so at great personal risk, Epaphroditus took this love offering to the Apostle Paul and ministered to him, stayed there for several months and ministered to Paul while he was in this horrible dungeon of a prison. And Paul calls him a fellow soldier in the Lord. And having said that, let me say this. When you read through the book of Philippians, the theme, of course, is what? Joy. Our joy. Y'all do know that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some of y'all that need to get that frown off your face and get joy in your heart. You know, that's where our strength comes from. But the person in the book of Philippians that's honored more than anybody else and exalted more than anyone else outside of Jesus is, guess who? Epaphroditus. A good soldier, a fellow soldier in the Lord's army. And so we are going to look at this passage of Scripture and draw some characteristics of being a soldier in God's army. What it means to be a soldier in God's army. See, I do know what weekend it is, believe it or not. So we're going to dive into this. And here's the first truth that really jumped out at me this week as the Lord was giving me this message. A soldier is part of a family. A soldier is part of a family. Where'd you get that? Verse 25, yet I considered it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my what?
My brother.
Paul calls Epaphroditus his fellow brother, his brother in the Lord. His brother. And I don't know if you've had any connection at all with soldiers, but I want to tell you, soldiers treat one another as family. Oh, come on, veterans. It's like you got your own family. And isn't it a blessing to be in God's army as one of His soldiers, to be a part of this family of God?
Amen.
Isn't it a blessing?
Yeah.
Can I just tell y'all something? I love having y'all here anytime you want to come, but especially on the second Sunday because y'all eat us out of house and home.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. We are glad to have Teen Challenge with us today. You're a part of the family of God. And so every soldier is a part of a great big family. And they treat one another that way. Now, let me say this. Back in the late 80s, I'm showing y'all my age now. I used to work at the Best Western Covington Inn. And every July, I got to looking forward to July from the mid-80s to the early 90s because every July we'd have this military family come and have a reunion at the hotel. They were the Rockasans. You know about the Rockasans? You do. Anybody else know about the Rockasans? Well, I learned a lot about the Rockasans, and every July they would come in the door. Now, they were... they had several, campaigns in the Philippines in and during and after World War II, but they were most famous as the only unit, the only infantry division that parachuted on Japanese soil in order to occupy Okinawa. That's what the Rockasans were famous for. Y'all with me? And so they were a part... they were a regiment of the 101st Airborne Infantry Division. And so every July, man, these Rockasans, Joseph, would come to our hotel. And Alex, I was blown away by how they treated one another. I mean, as soon as they got there, they started hugging on one another and crying with each other. And then they'd get out their wallets, you know, and start showing pictures of their children and grandchildren to one another. And all weekend long, they would laugh together and share together. And they would eat together, fellowship together. They did everything. They even drank together. Hallelujah. So, now that didn't impress me, but their family attitude did. Okay, they just treated one another like family. They loved one another. And then it was always kind of sad. They would, on Sunday afternoons, they would all pack up and check out and go home until the next July. A soldier is a part of a great family. And if you are in the army of God, you are a soldier in a great big family. And God's army, what we do together. We love one another. We serve one another. We feed one another.
Amen.
We bless one another. We pray for one another. We work together. We do everything we do together. Why? Because we're family. Isn't the family of God awesome? I was so blessed to see these young folks from the BCM. I love having them here because we are watching them grow up and become a part of a vibrant part of the family. Y'all do know we need to reach that generation and the generation before them even. And so if you're thankful for being a soldier in the family of God and you're grateful for God's great forever family, would you give God some praise? Hallelujah. I always treasure whenever you're in a Baptist church and you ask the Baptist folks to give God praise, I always treasure that time. What am I supposed to do? Anyways, just get your praise on for Jesus this morning. Let's give God praise one more time for the family of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's the second truth that I want to say about being a soldier in God's army. We're not only part of a great family, a great forever family. A soldier is a servant. Did you see what Paul also came? Not only called him a brother in the Lord, he calls him a fellow worker. A soldier is a servant, a worker. He works, he serves. Now, I told you Epaphroditus traveled 800 miles to get that love offering to the Apostle Paul. But he stayed and ministered to Paul over several months. And I mean, when he got there, he rolled up his sleeves and he was with Paul day and night comforting the great apostle. And whatever he needed, whatever Paul needed, that's exactly what Epaphroditus did. He just worked and served the Lord in serving the Apostle Paul. Isn't that a great thing? And when I think about our soldiers this morning, they follow their commander in chief, their commanding officer, really. They do what he tells them to do. And do you know what Ephesians... No, it's not Ephesians. I'm wanting to go to Ephesians for some reason this morning. But it's 2 Timothy 2 and verse 4 says, "No soldier on service gets entangled in civilian pursuits since his aim is to satisfy the one who enlisted him." We work and we serve because he tells us what to do. And that's what soldiers do in the army. That's what they do. I mean, if they're asked to go clean out a latrine... Dwight, did you ever have to clean out a latrine? He's looking at me like I'm crazy. I am. Sometimes they're asked to, you know, to mop the barracks floors. Well, that's what, when they're asked to do that, that's what they do. They work, they serve, whatever needs to be done. And sometimes they are asked to go to a hostile foreign field and engage in battle. And that's what they do. They work. They serve. They're commanding officers. And did y'all know, man, that it's not always easy being a soldier. But when you're called into God's army, you're called to serve. You're called to serve. And I don't know where you are today with all of this, but I can tell you this. God didn't save us to sit us in some pew or some chair and sit sour and soak. He called us to serve Him and to work and to roll up our sleeves. Sometimes, folks, being in the family of God costs us some time and some hard work. And by the way, you do know our commanding officer. His name's General Jesus. And He gave us our marching orders. Do you know what those are? Yeah, you know what those are. Go you therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And so we're, as Lauren said this morning, we're trying to reach people for Christ and teach people how to follow Christ. That's who we are. That's what we do. We serve. We work. I had been here on MoCo Day, Second Mile Loves Montgomery County Day. We had how many service projects were we doing, Sheila? Out 13, 14 teams? Man. And we were out in the community just meeting needs, serving and working and loving on folks. And I want to tell you, you're never more like Jesus than when you're serving others. Amen. Jesus said, I came not to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. So I don't know what it is that you can do, but I do know what God's called all of us to do. And that's to be His servants, His workers, His witnesses. And so a soldier is always on duty. 24/7. Yeah. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
Here's the third thing. And this is probably the toughest one to swallow. A soldier endures hardships. A soldier endures hardships. Now, how many of you love it when times get tough? That's what I thought. But you need to know that soldiers have a hard time every now and then. And we have to endure those hard times. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 3 says that every soldier must endure hardship as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. There are hardships that soldiers must go through in the army. I told you, man, sometimes they're called to be. I was talking to one of our soldiers yesterday, and he's being deployed in January. And he's going to be away from people that love him. And family and friends. He's going to be away from his church. Sometimes soldiers are called to a rough place, some foreign field, and they have to engage in battle and all kinds of things. And soldiers in the U.S. Army, man, they have to put up with all kinds of physical and mental and emotional stressors and pressures. This is one thing I really learned over there in Richard Davis's dissertation as he was writing that. I mean, this is why a lot of our soldiers suffer from PTSD. But when every soldier enlists, he understands or she understands there's going to be tough times. There's going to be hardships. And I want to tell you, family of God, you listen to your pastor. If I'm not your pastor, I'll pray for you. But just listen to this. There will be tough times for you. There will be hardships that you have to endure. Epaphroditus, at great personal risk to himself, traveled that 800 miles with that love offering around his waist. When he was moving through some territory where there were thieves and robbers. And then when he got to the Apostle Paul, to that rat-infested, dark, damp dungeon where the Apostle Paul was in prison, man, he just rolled up his sleeves and began to serve Paul's needs. And he was there for several months. As a matter of fact, he fell so sick, he got ill, and he got so sick he almost died. But here's what blesses me. That word distressed here in this passage means to be extremely depressed. But here's what you may not know. Epaphroditus didn't get depressed because he was sick and because he was ill. He was depressed because he thought he was going to wind up being a burden to the Apostle Paul and the church back home in Philippi. As a matter of fact, he should have been home earlier. But he got so sick, but God spared his life, and he eventually got to go back to his home church in Philippi. I don't know who this is for today, but I know some of you all are really going through some tough times. But can I just stop here and tell you? Man, God uses tragedies and tribulation and trials to get the glory out in our lives. He uses it for our good and His glory. There's a walk with Jesus. I've told you this before. There's a walk with Jesus. You can't get any other way than through hardships. Man, He'll pick you up and carry you. I love what Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2 says, Billy. Let us run with perseverance the race that was set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Yeah. Romans 5 and verse 3 says, tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. So when hardship rolls into your life, you can thank God for it. Bible says, give thanks in everything because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It's hard to clap. It's hard to rejoice in that. But I want to tell you, we are told over and over again that we must endure hardships. And I don't know what's coming down the pike for Clarksville or Montgomery County or even your family. But I know this, General Jesus is with us. And we can endure. We can persevere. We can. I've seen this 100 times and how God turns tragedy into triumph. And He takes our ashes and can even turn them into beauty. Our God is a good God. And so when hardship comes to your door, you can persevere. And what a great testimony Epaphroditus is. Great testimony to the Apostle Paul. Paul's bragging on him here. Great testimony to the church in Philippi. And it's a great testimony to us this morning. Amen? Amen. How many of y'all have seen the movie Hacksaw Ridge? Well, once again, we need to get out. Great movie. And it's about a soldier back in World War II by the name of Desmond Doss. He was a corporal in God's army. And he was a conscientious objector. And so he went in as a medic. And they were his company was trying to take a hill in Okinawa. And there was this cliff, and they climbed up the cliff, and a lot of soldiers lost their lives in that battle there over that ridge. I'm not sure it was called Hacksaw Ridge, but that was the name of the movie. But over and over again, there were soldiers that weren't dead and weren't killed who were left wounded behind enemy lines. And do you know what Desmond Doss did? He climbed that cliff and over again went to his wounded brothers and took them to safety. He rescued 75 soldiers. He persevered in tough times and tough days. And he wrote in his journal, this was a man that served his fellow soldiers, but served his commanding general, Jesus. And whatever you got to go through, He will supply the power for you. He'll give you His presence. He will give you His Spirit. And you'll be able to persevere, and you'll be able to move through that time with confidence. And you know what else I've found in times of trouble? God provides some wonderful, wonderful brothers and sisters in the Lord. I'm thankful for the family of God. I'm thankful for the servants of God. And I'm thankful for the soldiers of God. And so I don't know what you're going to do tomorrow morning. But here's what your pastor's going to do. I'm going to show up for duty. And I'm going to salute General Jesus and tell him this is Private Cal Hampton. And I am here to serve you today. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Father, thank you. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you that you have enlisted us in your army. And God, we've got so much to pray about, so much to work for. And one day, God, just like Desmond Doss was given the Medal of Honor, we're going to be rewarded by our commanding general for our service, and he'll say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." So God, help us to stay true and faithful until you come to get us, or until we go to you. And if you're here this morning and you're not in God's army, you're not a soldier in the Lord, you don't know if you're saved, you don't know what's going on in your life spiritually, and you don't have that relationship that you need, I want to encourage you this morning to pray. And just ask God to forgive you of your sin, and then surrender your all to Him. You say, "Lord, I give you everything that I am to everything that you are. Cleanse me and make me into the man or woman that you want me to be. I want to serve in God's army." If you'll do that today, God's word says that you can be saved, you can be born again. And maybe you're here this morning and man, you're enduring some hardship and you need somebody to pray for you. And you missed out on the altar prayer time earlier. But right now is the time for you to come. And our BCM band's going to lead us in a time of invitation and response. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray and receive Christ, we want you to just come. Get out of your seat. Get out of your comfort zone and just come. And we'll help you do whatever it is you feel like God's calling you to do today. Let's all stand quietly and reverently. Father, bless this time now in Jesus' name. Amen. You come.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.